Σας καλωσορίζουμε στη σειρά Dirip Podcasts. Είμαι ο Ρόμπερτ Πεφάνης, Διευθυντής Μάρκετινγκ και Επικοινωνίας του Αμερικανικού Κολεγίου Ελλάδος. I am joined by Dr. Konstantinos Papadias, the Executive Director of the Research, Technology and Innovation Network of the American College of Greece, Scientific Director of the American College of Greece Research Center, and Professor of Information Technology at Diriana Talba. That is really, it's really long. Eh? It's good to have you here, Konstantinos.
Thank you very much, Robert. Great to be here with you.
And I sincerely believe that we will have a very interesting discussion about mainly about the ACG Research Technology and Innovation Network, which, of course, is a part of the ACG 150 Future Proof Greece Initiative.
Yes, and I look forward to it.
Great. So, Konstantinos, could you outline a bit the aims of the research network?
Yeah, as you said, Robert, the RTIN is part of the ACG 150 strategic plan of the college, which has as its overall aim to play an increased role in Greece's social and economic reality. And RTIN is one of the units, along with a number of other institutes and centers of excellence, and it focuses on the research and technology-based innovation dimension. In particular, we want to elevate and expand our research activity within the college. We want to increase our technology-based innovation capacity, and we want to do this also becoming a player of the local ecosystem in Greece.
Good. Konstantinos, which are the important milestones so far?
Perhaps we can take it on a category by category basis. Let's focus first on research. So the first thing we did, and this effort has been going on for about a couple of years now, has been to organize the research activity of the college around a number of research areas. So these research areas reflect the disciplines of the curriculum and the know-how of our faculty. And they range from topics such as artificial intelligence big data to bioinformatics, entrepreneurship, and even cognitive science and psychology. For each one of those research areas, we have also appointed a research area leader, which is one of our faculty members, who is in some sense the gatekeeper of this area and interface with the external world. Then the next thing we did is we tried to increase our capacity for attracting research grants. So we have already brought in a couple of research grants that are funded from the European Union. We are also training and educating our faculty into this whole European funding process, which is very, very dominant in Europe. And at the same time, we have also put together all the processes that are required in order to be able to attract these grants and also run them.
Very good.
Perhaps I can go on to the technology dimension. So technology-wise, we are bringing more technology-oriented topics into our curricula. We were able to inaugurate recently our brand new STEM labs, as you know. These were funded by USAID. And we have also started equipping those labs with technological equipment, which is already used in the classroom. And then finally, in the area of innovation, we have taken a number of steps to increase our innovation-generating capacity. For example, we've established a technology transfer process which will allow faculty members as well as students to find their way towards innovation when they generate some kind of intellectual property. We have also established a strategic collaboration with the National Center of Scientific Research, Demokritos.
With Demokritos, yes.
And the goal there is to put together an innovation hub, which will be sitting on the Demokritos campus and bring together both our own expertise in business and entrepreneurship and Demokritos researchers. So these are some of the steps we've been taking.
Excellent. One of the questions that I hear students posing now and again is how can they get involved? You mentioned students earlier, but let's describe this more in more detail for our audience.
Absolutely. First of all, as you know, the college has the work study program, and the work study allows some students to be hired on a temporary basis by different offices of the college. So we participate in this program. And in this way, a student could attach themselves through work study to a research team and then be involved into the activities of that team. So this is one tangible way in which the students can be involved. Another tangible way is, as I said earlier, there are specific provisions for students in our tech transfer process. And this is a somewhat of a manual which shows us explicitly how a student with an idea can go to a specific office and then try to find some mentorship and guidance as to how they could pursue their idea and take it eventually towards the market.
Okay, excellent. I think this is very clear. Now, Costadine, you've worked in the research industry for a long time. You've earned your PhD. You're a man of the world. What are your expectations for the next few years regarding Greece's prospects? Because under the aegis, if I could say, of the ACG initiative, we're all of these actions are taking place, having in mind the future-proof Greece?
That's an excellent question. And I want to say that I tend to be optimistic, and I'm specifically optimistic about Greece. Before the financial crisis, if you look at academia in Greece, it was on the rise in the sense that it had started becoming very attractive as a country to Greeks of the diaspora. Greeks
right.
who were abroad in reputable institutions and universities in other countries who wanted to come back because it started being attractive. And this is, of course, due to a large extent to the fact that Greece was a good player in the European research funding ecosystem. So there were now funds available for running your grants, hiring students and all of that. Now, with the financial crisis, this went down and there was a brain drain, as you know, and then some people left. And I believe that now after the financial crisis, after the pandemic and all of that, we'll start seeing a new wave of people coming back because I believe Greece is still attractive. The financial prospects at this time start looking good again. And also the pandemic taught us how to be much more international in the way we do business. And you see many academics and researchers and even people of business innovation who used to live abroad who now either live in Greece part-time or are considering moving back.
That's it, yes. I mean, the whole model is much more flexible. Good. So your ambition, the ambition of this project, among other things, is to reverse the brain drain trend that was, that took place 10, 12 years ago.
On one hand, it's that, and then it's also to increase the volume in all these activities that we have just started, really.
Excellent. In a few years from now, how will you be able to say that all this has been successful? Are there any metrics involved?
Yes, that's a very good question, and as you know, they're both qualitative and quantitative metrics. So in terms of quality, we want to see ourselves associating with better and better partners, publishing in better and better scientific journals, and being invited in better and better scientific conferences. So all these are quality metrics. In terms of quantity, also, we want to expand in more areas. We want to have more collaborations. We want to bring in more grants. We want to write more papers. We want a higher percentage of our students to seek employment other than the public or the private sector in terms of their own, putting together their own company. So this kind of metrics, I believe, is what we have in mind that we would like to see pursuing.
Good. I'm Costadine. I'm out of questions. Is there anything else you wanted to add regarding the initiative?
No, I just wanted to say that we have been very lucky to be supported by the ACG 150 initiative, and I must say that the local ecosystem seems to be welcoming us a lot. So in some sense, this was needed, and we also have an advisory board of luminaries from abroad who are supporting the effort very much. So I want to say that we've been pleasantly surprised by all the support we've been getting both inside and outside, and the prospects look good.
That's good, that's good. So all the ingredients for success are there.
I think so.
Costadine, thank you very much for being here and for the very interesting topics that you raised.
Thank you very much. Robert. I appreciate it.
Είμαι ο Ρόμπερτ Πεφάνης και παρακολουθήσατε ένα ακόμα επεισόδιο της σειράς The Re Podcast.